Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And this is Studio Classroom. Friends, thanks for joining us for a whole new lesson.
That's right, friends. Today we have a whole new lesson all about a musical legend. Now, when we talk about legends, we're talking about someone who was very famous and is remembered for something great that they've done.
Absolutely. Who is this person? It is a singer named Randy Travis.
If you are familiar with country music, friends, you might be familiar with Randy Travis. Now, country music is something that I have not heard a lot outside of the United States. It is associated with farm life and living far away from big cities. It is something I enjoyed listening to as I grew up.
Well, I have enjoyed listening to this kind of music occasionally, but I didn't really grow up with it, and I don't know anything about this man.
Well, then maybe this is a good article for us to learn something new together with, friends. Are you ready to get started? Let's learn more about Randy Travis.
Randy Travis, a music legend, overcomes a medical crisis and returns to the stage. Randy Travis ranked as one of country music's most popular artists until a stroke nearly killed him in 2013. The stroke left him with difficulty moving and speaking, which most people would have expected to put an end to his career. But 12 years after this medical crisis, Travis went on tour once again. He even released a new song with the help of AI, which makes his comeback even more amazing.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 我们先来看 stroke 这个名词，它除了指中风之外呢，也指笔触。譬如 ，The artist added a final stroke of blue that completely changed the painting's mood. 这位艺术家添上了最后一笔蓝色后，彻底改变了这幅画的氛围。Stroke 也指一个举动，惯用于 a stroke of luck 是表示一个幸运的机会或是好运。譬如。It was a stroke of luck that the lost phone still had battery left. 失而复得的手机竟然还有电，真是太幸运了。Stroke 也可以当动词，意思是抚摸。譬如 ，Mia gently stroked her cat's fur, calming both herself and the animal. Mia 轻轻抚摸猫咪的毛，让她自己和猫咪都平静下来。
Today we're talking about a music legend who's had a lot of success, but not everything has been smooth sailing.
Definitely, we find that out here in the very first sentence in our article, friends. We read, a music legend overcomes a medical crisis and returns to the stage.
All right, a medical crisis. This is a serious and sudden health emergency.
That's right. You could say, my sister faced a medical crisis last year. Now, sometimes we use this term when we don't want to say exactly what it is that was wrong with that person. But in this case, we're just studying this vocabulary and we'll find out what that is in just a moment.
All right, let's jump into it. In the next sentence, we read, Randy Travis ranked as one of country music's most popular artists until a stroke nearly killed him in 2013.
Okay, so we learn here that the medical crisis that he faced was a stroke, and we see here something else, friends. This term, to be ranked as. This means to be placed in a certain position on a list of importance or quality.
For example, the city ranked as the safest in the country. Often, if you're ranked as something, then there's some group or organization that's deciding those rankings.
Definitely. And there's also a list where your rank is told as compared to other people. Now, we see here the results of having this stroke. The stroke left him with difficulty moving and speaking, which most people would have expected to put an end to his career.
All right. If you can't move or speak, well, you can't really be a performing artist. That's kind of all that you do.
Definitely. But we find out here, after 12 years, Travis went on tour once again. Now, to go on tour means to travel to different places to perform or visit.
All right. For example, the band went on tour across Europe.
A writer might also go on tour to promote their new book. That would be called a book tour. So we find out here that even after having a stroke, Travis went on tour once again. He even released a new song with the help of AI, which makes his comeback even more amazing.
Okay, that is pretty amazing. Now, we heard it is a comeback. That's when you return successfully after a difficult time. For Mr. Travis, he came back after this medical crisis.
Let's use that word comeback in another way. Here's an example. The team made an amazing comeback during the tournament. Nobody thought they would win.
Right. In that case, they might have been losing, but then they scored a lot of points and made a comeback.
Yeah. Usually with a comeback, it involves having some type of failure or difficult time and then becoming successful once again, which sounds like is what happened to Randy Travis.
Right. But what is this about an AI song? Well, we'll find out a bit more in a moment. Friends, right now, let's go to the next part of our article.
Randy Travis. Born in 1959, Travis began trying to become a professional musician in the early 1980s. Most record companies at the time were looking for country artists whose style resembled pop music. Since Travis wanted to perform traditional country music, it took him almost 5 years to get a record deal. But when a studio finally agreed to release his first album, they discovered that his style was far from a liability. Fans loved Travis and praised him for saving country music by returning it to its roots.
Leo's voice resembles his father's so much that their friends often mix them up. Leo's voice resembles his father's so much that their friends often mix them up. Resemble 的名词是 resemblance, 意思是相似之处。譬如 The resemblance between the sisters was striking,especially when they laughed together. 这对姐妹之间的相似度令人惊讶，尤其是她们一起笑的时候。另一个类似的名词是 similarity, 意思是相似性、相似点。例如 Despite cultural differences, there's a deep similarity in how people show kindness. 尽管有文化的差异，人们表达善意的方式却有很高的相似之处。
Now, let's learn more about how Randy Travis started off his career.
All right, we find out a little bit about his background here, friends. Born in 1959, Travis began trying to become a professional musician in the early 1980s.
Okay, so that was quite a while ago. Most record companies at the time were looking for country artists whose style resembled pop music.
Okay, let's talk about what a record company is, friends. Record companies are businesses that produce and sell music recordings.
For example, record companies will sign new artists.
Okay, so these record companies often look for specific types of artists to sign. They want certain people to represent their brand or certain kinds of music to sell.
And if you want to be a professional musical artist, you kind of do need one of these record companies to sign you, to promote the things you're doing in order for people to come and watch.
Exactly. And if your style of music doesn't match record companies, well, it might be hard for you to get into the industry. We read here, since Travis wanted to perform traditional country music, it took him almost 5 years to get a record deal.
Okay, a record deal is kind of what we were talking about a moment ago. A contract with one of these record companies to make and sell music.
Some artists will go on TV shows to try to get a record deal. I'm sure you've seen some of those singing competitions before, friends.
They sure are a lot of fun. Well, when a studio finally agreed to release his first album, they discovered that his style was far from a liability.
His style was far from a liability. When we see far from in a sentence, friends, this means not close to or it's very different from.
Okay, for example, the hotel was far from the beach. Here we're talking about distance. You could use it in another way as well. You might say, this movie was far from what I expected.
I like to think of this as being not at all. So you could see here, his style was not at all a liability. And speaking of liability, friends, let's talk about what this word means.
Okay, a liability is something, or sometimes someone, that provides a lot of risk. You're not sure what the outcome will be.
Yeah, definitely. Here's an example. His injury became a liability for the team. So you can imagine, friends, if someone is playing on a sports team, and maybe they are an important player, but they have some kind of injury, that becomes a problem or a risk for the team. It hurts their ability to win.
Absolutely. Okay, so Randy Travis was not a liability for this record company. Fans loved Travis and praised him for saving country music by returning it to its roots.
This is a common conversation with country music friends. Traditional country music has a certain sound and style, and as it has progressed over the years, it has become closer to the way popular music sounds now. Some people really like that because it means that the music is more accessible to more people, but some people prefer country music sound like how it originally did, keeping it closer to its roots.
Absolutely. There are different kinds of music for different kinds of people, but Randy Travis found a lot of success and popularity. We're not done with his story quite yet. Friends, first, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive. Hi friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Put an end to it. I once lived underneath a neighbor who practiced tap dancing at 6 a.m. every morning. Eventually, I had to very politely put an end to it by slipping a note under the door that said, I love your passion, but my sleep is suffering. Let's talk about the phrase, put an end to. It means to stop something completely, usually something annoying, harmful, or unwanted. We need to put an end to the rumors. The teacher put an end to the argument. It's strong, clear, and sometimes heroic, especially when tap shoes are involved. Now let's look at some other helpful phrases with put. Put up with means to tolerate something unpleasant. I can't put up with this noise. Put off means to delay or postpone. I keep putting off my homework. Put aside This is when you save something, usually money or time. I'm putting aside a little money each week. And here's a related phrase that carries a similar meaning to put an end to. Shut down. This means to force something to stop. They shut down the website after the crash. Whether you're ending an argument, a bad habit, or early morning tap dancing, sometimes you just have to put an end to it kindly, if possible. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Randy Travis. Travis released several albums that focused on specific themes, which was not a common choice. For example, his album Heroes and Friends honored people who had influenced him. Travis also engaged in some acting and raised money for various charities.
Charity, 意思是慈善机构、慈善事业。 譬如, after the earthquake, international charities arrived quickly to help rebuild schools and homes. 地震过后, 国际慈善机构迅速抵达，协助重建学校和家园。 形容词是 charitable, 意思是慈善的或是乐善好施的。 譬如, the store hosts charitable events each month to support local animal shelters. 这家商店每月举办慈善活动来支持当地的动物收容所。副词则是 charitably, 意思是宽厚的或是仁慈的。例如, people described Mr. Lin charitably, remembering his generosity more than his flaws. 人们对林先生的评价很宽厚，更多记得他的慷慨而不是他的缺点。 And that's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you soon.
So Randy Travis was able to get that record contract. And what else did he do in those early days?
Well, we find out here that Travis released several albums that focused on specific themes. Let's start there. Stop there for a moment, friends, and look at a few of these terms. First of all, we see to focus on something.
Okay, to focus on something is to give full attention to that one thing.
Let's use that in a sentence. The album focused on love songs.
All right, so he was able to focus on specific themes in these albums. Themes are the main subjects or ideas. That's usually in a piece of art or maybe writing.
Let's use themes in a sentence, friends. The movie has themes of friendship and courage. Different songs or different movies might have different themes, just like with Randy Travis's albums.
Right. He did this, but it was not a common choice, we read. It's not what most other artists were doing. Here's an example. His album Heroes and Friends honored people who had influenced him.
Ah, this is really interesting. We'll talk about this in a moment, friends, but first let's define what an album is. Here, an album is a collection of songs and they're all released together. When I was young, this usually involved buying a CD.
Right, before that, it maybe was a cassette tape or even a big vinyl disc. Today, you can just get whole albums online.
That's right. So you could buy a new album when it comes out or when it is released. So we see here that Randy Travis had albums that had specific themes, and this one was called Heroes and Friends.
Okay, Travis also engaged in some acting and raised money for various charities.
Okay, if you raise money for something, it means that you collect money to help a specific cause or a person.
For example, they raised money for the hospital.
Students might raise money for a project at their school, like building a new gymnasium or some type of repairs. And you can raise money, but if you're doing this all at the same time, that event would be called a fundraiser. Razor.
Ah, that's a good point. And it is interesting that he also did some acting. That is true for a few different musical artists. Maybe it's something they're naturally good at, or they just want to try it out.
Yeah, sometimes they just want to see if they're good at something else as well, or maybe some movie companies or production companies are trying to see if they'll be in their movies because they're already famous.
Right, and they want more people to buy those tickets. Though sometimes they're not very good actors.
Yeah, it really depends on the musician for sure. All right, friends, we're going to talk about this more in just a moment. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加 ranked as one of 加名词的用法。它表示某人或某事被列为什么什么之一，动词 rank 是 rank 的过去式，常用来表达评比后的结果状态。介系词 as 表示被视为，而 one of 加名词则引出所属的群体，通常是复数名词，用来表达某人或某事在某领域中名列前茅。类似的用法有 was listed among 或 was considered one of。若要表示长期普遍的事实，也可以使用现在式 ranks as one of。来看例句 ：Taipei ranks as one of the safest cities in the world。台北排名为全球最安全的城市之一。
Well, friends, we've come to the end of today's lesson. We're going to be talking more about Randy Travis tomorrow.But before we go today, let's take a look at some of the things we learned about his story.
Okay, well, Randy Travis is a country music artist. We talked about how country music is a popular style in the US, but as he was starting, many of those record companies wanted country music that sounded more like pop music.
Yeah, they wanted country music that would appeal to more people, but that just wasn't Randy Travis's style. We found out that he eventually did get signed to a record label, and a lot of his albums were focused on specific themes.
He got a lot of success, but let's remember back to the start of our article today.We started talking about some of the difficulties he faced. He had a stroke that almost ended his career.
Yeah, and Garrett, now that I'm looking at some of these dates, I think it's really interesting because we saw at the beginning of our article that this stroke he suffered was in 2013. But he was born in 1959 and he started his career in the 1980s.So it sounds like his career has spanned from the 1980s all the way through 2013, and now we see that he's using AI to release music. This has been a really long career.
Absolutely. It's very impressive. You know, I don't know too much about him, but maybe I'll have to go home and listen to some of his songs.
I'm especially curious about that AI song and how that came to be, friends. That is something that we're going to talk about in our lesson tomorrow. But friends, that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye. A friend for life. A friend loves at all times.A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.